This is Wing Lam, founder of Wahoo's Fish Taco, with my brothers Mingo and Ed. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on Sports Radio AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the Angels Radio AM 830 KLAA app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Happy you're sharing part of your Saturday morning with us. We appreciate it. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Ladies and gentlemen, we just were speaking with Steve Dolinsky, who is the founder of Pizza City Fest LA. And happily, we are still talking pizza. But it's time to talk with a couple of the esteemed participants in Pizza City Fest LA, which, remember, coming up the last weekend in April. And kind of charging on the scene, just, I think, about to celebrate their year anniversary, is Truly Pizza in Dana Point. This is quite a collaboration, but the on-site culinary principal is a very acclaimed pizzaiola by the name of Chris Decker. For those of you that are all familiar with the pizza scene in Las Vegas, he is part of the success that is Metro Pizza. And his kitchen manager, and also a chef that is part of Truly Pizza in Dana Point, is Sergio Banderas, who just recently came back from the International Pizza Expo in Las Vegas, where part of this is a competition. And as they like to say on Food Network, Sergio reigns supreme, and we will talk about that. So with that as background, it is really a pleasure to welcome two gents that when it comes to the pizza kitchen, they definitely know what they are doing. And sitting across from me in studio is Chris and Sergio. Guys, good morning and welcome. And believe me, I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to have you both here.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
Chris, let's start with you and back up a little bit. You are very well known in national pizza circles, but also, you know, you're a humble guy, but you're also kind of a star in Las Vegas. How did Truly Pizza come about? And you have relocated from Las Vegas to Dana Point. A little bit of a culture shock, but you tell us.
Yeah, so it all happened. It's all through John Arena and Donna Baldwin. Donna is our principal owner, and John is... And Truly Pizza is Donna's vision. She reached out to John around 2020, looking to start a little pizza business in Dana Point. Her and Donna and her husband, Steve, lived down there, saying they didn't have much pizza to choose from. Donna's like, I know some guys. She had reached out to John, and they started a conversation. Fun fact, Donna actually worked for John when she was in high school a couple years back. And
Chris, just a few.
Yeah. And they just had a friendship throughout the years. They started talking, and ultimately, Truly Pizza was born. And then, as you said, I got to move away from Las Vegas and down to Orange County, which has been amazing. And like you said, definitely a culture shock, but a welcomed culture shock.
Well, let's again back up a little bit, Chris. You threw out the name there of John Arena. And of course, if you're in the pizza game, either locally or nationally, John Arena is a very prominent name and a world champion pizzaiola. But give us a little bit of the background, and also Metro Pizza in Las Vegas. Really, I think, started the artisan pizza movement in Las Vegas. And what's really great about John, and hopefully you'll expand on this a little bit, is he's very generous to fellow pizza operators. He shares his knowledge willingly, which, Chris, I don't know how many other businesses are willing to give away their secrets, particularly for no compensation. So tell us, you know, tell us a little bit about your colleague, John Arena, because he's a pretty special guy.
Yeah, he's an amazing man. Been very, very lucky. I spent 27 years working side by side with him and learned a tremendous amount. And he's really opened the doors for me. In this pizza world, I actually owe it all to John, because without him, none of this, I wouldn't be sitting here with you. So it wouldn't be possible without him. And as you said, he is the most generous person. He'll tell you anything. I can't tell you how many people have come through our kitchen at Metro Pizza when I was there, and he'd walk them through the back. He'd show them the tomatoes we use, show them the flour we use, how our whole process, you know. But he said one thing that always stuck with me that he mentioned. And he's like, what's the worst that could happen? We're all just better pizza makers. So I always kind of just hung my hat on that. And, you know, we'll share with you as much as we can. You know, some things we try to keep to ourselves and with Truly anyway. But we're still an open book with that. And I learned that from John. It's all about the relationships that you can make with people. And there's so much more that can happen when you say yes rather than no. So,
I like that.
Yeah. So we just kind of try to keep that open mind, and I definitely learned that from him. Just always willing to help, and I tell people all the time, I'm a phone call away, I'm a text away, whatever you need. Someone actually, when I was in waiting to get on, someone texted me and they're going to Italy next week, and they said, hey, can I run some things by you? And I said, well, I'm on the air in about 10 minutes, but I'll. So I have a little call at 1:30 with someone helping them get through their process when they compete in Italy next week. So I think that's what it's all about, collaboration and helping people. And like John said, what's the worst that could happen? We're all just better pizza makers. So,
well, Chris, something really interesting about Metro, and I go back with them a lot of years. I think when I first stumbled across them, it may have just been one location, is they were way ahead of their time in that they just don't do one style of pizza. Tell us a little bit about that, because I think that's fascinating. And also, you know, John and his cousin, who were the co-founder of Metro Pizza, they also teach pizza classes at UNLV, which has one of the premier hospitality programs in the country. I mean, wow.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. Originally, when they started in 1980, it was just New York pizza. And then, you know, they looked at it and realized that Las Vegas was full of people from somewhere else. There was very little people that were born and raised in Las Vegas at that point. Everyone was coming from somewhere else around the country. And it's still true today. And so they kind of looked at it and said, why don't we call it Metro Pizza, which was for Metropolitan Pizza. And they started doing Chicago style and New York style and all these different variations, which ultimately took off. But, you know, John will probably never say it, but, you know, he's the one that started that kind of thing, you know, that him and his cousin Sam started that. And it was an amazing run. And the way that they were able to look into the kind of pizza future is pretty amazing, because now everyone does that. Everyone's doing Detroit style and New York style. They want to be a little bit of everything to everybody. And he's definitely they're definitely pioneers of that, for sure.
Well, but just a footnote to that, Chris, as far as Metro Pizza is concerned, any new pizza they introduced was researched to a fare thee well. So not only would it be authentic, but it had to be delicious to be able to be part of the menu. And, you know, some of the copycats don't put that much effort into it, if one can say that.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. It's not as easy as people think. I think, you know, now more than ever, people are really paying attention to pizza. But before, you would always hear, it's just pizza, right? You would hear that constantly, constantly, constantly. And now I think that people are really paying attention to what's going on in the pizza world, which is amazing. I tell people all the time, it's a beautiful time to be a pizza maker. Like, now there's more eyes than ever on pizza making and pizzaiolos, and pizzaiolas. And it's an amazing time. And there definitely is a lot of research that goes into those pizzas that they would travel early on and go to these regions of the country and try to find out the ins and outs of how they were doing and what they were doing. And luckily they met some people that were able and willing to talk to them, because that doesn't always happen, as you said. But So, yeah, a lot of research goes into that for sure before it goes on the menu.
No, no, definitely impressive. Bringing Sergio into the conversation, and then we're going to pick up with you on the other side of the break. Sergio, can you tell us about your duties as a chef and kitchen manager at Truly Pizza?
Well, it starts with, you know, waking up 5 a.m. in the morning, getting ready to work. I live in Anaheim, so I drive out to Dana Point every morning, and I get in there, check with all of our dough guys. They get in at 4 a.m., you know, and then...
4 a.m.?
Yeah, 4 a.m. And then after that, all the other guys start to get in, and we start to, you know, bring them all together, discuss what, you know, what's going on for the day, and just get ready. You know, open up 11 a.m., and then don't leave the line till 9 p.m.
There, Sergio, there's a lot of conversation these days about the right type of oven to use for pizza. Before we go out to break, tell us about the ovens that you use at Truly Pizza and Dana Point.
So the oven that we use is a Pizza Master. This an electric oven. You know, you can control the top heat, the bottom heat. You name it, this oven can do it all, which is very different from old traditional ovens. Just gives it an overall even cook, even bake. And that's part of the reason why Truly's Pizza has its unique texture and, you know.
Well, and we'll talk about this on the other side, but also there are two distinct styles of pizza that you do. Chris, before we go out to break, the one thing that we haven't done is let our listeners know where Truly Pizza is in Dana Point and what the website is.
Yeah, so we're trulypizza.com. We're Truly Pizza on Instagram, Facebook, all of those things, on all your social. And then we're in beautiful Dana Point, California, in the Lantern District, 24402 Del Prado Avenue.
And open how many days a week?
We are open 6 days a week. We're closed on Tuesdays.
You need time to regroup.
Yeah, just to cool the engines a little bit.
We are talking with two of the acclaimed pizzaiolas at Truly Pizza in Dana Point, the award-winning Chris Decker, and his colleague Sergio Balderas, who is a new award-winning pizza maker that we'll talk about on the other side. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Back in a flash.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.